We're up the Simen Kuf Chof Beis. We are up the Siv Beis. We'll be completing the Simen, that's Beis and Gimel. And we will be doing the first Sif of the first two Sifim of Simen Kuf Chof Gimel. So Kuf Chof Beis, Siv Beis. Ein nochon lomer tachanunim kodim yul aratzon. It is not right to say the tachanunim, that's elokain etzor, before you say yul aratzon. After you finish on Varechas Amol Yisrael Vashalom, Miyad Yomer Yul Rotzo. Vimbolach Solomer Pamacheres Achra Tachanunim Rishus Biyodo, you can say Yul Rotzo twice, which is what the Mishtabur advised, although the Minig Ashkenaz really is only to say it after Elokai, only after Elokai Netzor. The Pasik of Yul Rotzo, the Mishtabur brings from the Seder Hayom. It's a very special pasuk. It begins with the yud, it ends with the yud. There are 10 yuds in it, and there are 10 words in it as well. And there are mem beis osios, and its sod is very great. And its special quality is that it gets our tefillas to be niskabel. Mishtaburi here brings out a chayodam that is proper for a person to daven for his parnasa every day. Also, that he should daven that the Torah shall tomosha Torah mipiv or mizaro, that you should daven that the Torah should not leave you, meaning that you should be osik in Torah and your children and grandchildren, and that all those who come from you, all chalotzav, all the generations to be, should be ovdei Hashem be'emes, and there should never be a psul in your family. Mishtabura says that this tefillah should be said in the language that you really express the thoughts of your heart best. So if you want to say it, he talks about saying it in Yiddish, you can say it in English. What counts is when you're talking about your own personal tefillah, that it be said in a way that you really mean it. The Mishtabura says that you're better off at the end of Shmona Esrei than saying this in Shomea Tefillah, just in case the Shliach Tzibur will start Chazaras HaShatz. This way you'll be able to answer Kedusha, whereas if you're going to be all the way in Shema'at Tefillah, you will probably not be able to catch up. Siv Gimel, Harogol Lomer Dalet Dvarim Elu Zolcha U'Makabel Pnei Hashchina. There's an Indian of saying these four things, and in that schus you get to be Makabel the Shechina. Asei Laman Shemecha, Asei Laman Yiminecha, Asei Laman Torasecha, Asei Laman Kedusha Secha. Simen Kuf Chav Gimel. Korea uposea gimel psias liachra bechriya achas. When you end your Shmona Esrei, so you bow and take three steps back while you are bowing. Va'achar sheposa gimel psias, after you took your three steps back, ba'odo korea, while you're still bent. Kodem sheyiskof, before you put your head up again. Kishayomer ose shalom bimromov, so you are to say ose shalom bimromov, and hofech ponov letzat smolo. Your bent head should be facing the left, which is the Shechina's right. Kesheyomer hu yaseh shalom aleinu. When you say yaseh shalom alehu yaseh shalom aleinu, it should be to the right. Hofech ponov letzad yemino. V'achar kach, after that, yishtachavel lefonov, you should bow in front of you, ke'eved haniftar mirabo, like a servant who is leaving his master. How far are you supposed to be korea? Here too, the halacha is, till you feel that all of the vertebrae in your spine are bent. You should not take the three steps. You should not be saying Osa Shalom while you take the three steps back. You take the three steps back while bent and in a bowed position without saying anything. Then you go to the left and the right. Now, in terms of what you say to the right, you're supposed to say Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. And then the Al Kol Yisrael you say when you're bowing in front of you. That means you don't include Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu Al Kol Yisrael while bowing to the right, and then saying the Imru Amen in front of you. Of Al Kol Yisrael goes in front of you. Says the Ramah Hago, V'no Hagulomar Achar Kach Yirotzun Sheibana Beis Hamikdash Ki Atfilu B'Mokam Havoda, because davening takes the place of the Avoda, the Karbanis. So we end our tefillah by saying this was second best, but we are davening that we should have the Beis HaMikdash. Siv Beis, b'makom shekolu gimel psios yamod, you should stand, you should stay in your place stand in your place where you ended your three steps back. V'lo yachzer limkomo ad sheyagia shatz lekedusha. You don't go back to your place till the shliach tzibur gets to kedusha. V'lefachas ad sheyasa shliach tzibur l'spal b'kol ram, or at least when he begins chazaras hashatz. Meaning, it's wrong to take three steps back and then immediately walk away. What you do is you stay in your place and then only walk back after, only walk back when there's some reason to go back, where it's obvious that you're going back for the sake of tefillah, whether it is answering Kedusha or saying answering Kaddish in the case of Maariv, only then do you go back. Otherwise, you stand in your place. Now, when you're standing in your place, the Mishnah Berurah says to have your feet together. And in a case where, say, on Yontif or Yamin Naroim, where piyutim are being said, everyone agrees, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you don't have to wait for Kedusha. You go back to your place at the beginning of the Chazaras HaShatz. Now, when you go back, you take your three steps back. So there are three steps at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei and three steps at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, which are the six psiyas that we are supposed to take. Some hold that it is six at the beginning and six at the end. According to them, there's a need to take three steps forward when you go back by Kedusha, before Kedusha. According to this opinion, no one should walk in front of you till you take your three steps forward, because your three steps are really the culmination of your Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is an inyan. It's a nice thing to do. However, if someone wants to walk by, you're better off letting him walk in front of you than go back earlier. Because waiting for Kedusha is Ikar Adin. Walking back the three steps and making sure that no one is mafsik before you take your three steps forward again, that is a chumrah. Don't sacrifice the Ikar Adin for the sake of a chumrah. Further, what happens if you ended a little late? And as soon as you took your three steps back, the Shliach Tzibur starts saying Kedusha. You immediately go back to your place, because it doesn't look like you're running away from the Shechina. It looks like you're going to your place for the sake of saying Kedusha. Says the Mechaber now, the Ramah now, V'ashatz yamot kedei hiluk dalet ames kodem shiachsul komo l'spal baravam b'kol ram. The Shliach Tzibur is supposed to wait kedei hiluk arba ames v'chein yochid ha'mespal yamot amokim shakolu psiyosov k'shir zeh. A yochid davening on his own, in his house, say, would have to wait, according to the Ramah, the amount of time that it takes to walk four amas. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Bach, disagrees and says that you're supposed to wait in your place the amount of time that it would take to get to Kedusha had you been davening in shul. Says the Ramah, another halacha, yochid ha'mespal b'tzibur. A yochid just finished his own silent Shmoneh Esrei, the Siyam Tfiloso Kodom Lishatz, and he finished his Shmoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur finished his own private Shmoneh Esrei. Also, Lachzer Ponov Litzibur at Shiasayim Shatz Tfiloso. Until the Shliach Tzibur finishes his own Shmoneh Esrei, then the people in the front of the shul don't turn around to face the Tzibur. Why is that? There are two reasons. One is because it'll disturb their kavana that there's someone facing them. The second one is because people will suspect that you skipped. Why are you turned around and finished davening so early? We are choshish for both of those reasons. And as a result of that, if there's someone still davening, the right thing to do is not turn around and face him, because it may be mevatel his kavanah.